Acts chapter 21, beginning with verse 37. As Paul was about to be brought into the barracks, he asked the commander, "May I say something to you?" He replied, "Do you know Greek? Are you not the Egyptian who started a revolt some time ago and led 4,000 men of the assassins into the wilderness?" Paul said, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no insignificant city. I beg you, allow me to speak to the people." When the commander had given him permission, Paul stood on the steps and motioned with his hand to the people. When they were all silent, Paul addressed them in the Hebrew dialect. Chapter 22. "Gentlemen, brothers and fathers, listen to my defense, which I am now going to make to you." When they heard that he was addressing them in the Hebrew dialect, they became even more quiet. Then he said, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city and trained at the feet of Gamaliel, according to the strict ways of the law of our fathers. I am just as zealous for God as all of you are today. I persecuted this way to the death, tying up and throwing both men and women into prisons, as also the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify about me. I even received letters from them to the brothers, and I was going to Damascus to bring back those who were there as prisoners to Jerusalem so that they could be punished. While I was on the way and approaching Damascus about noon, a very bright light from heaven suddenly flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?' He said to me, 'I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting. Those who were with me saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. I said, 'What shall I do, Lord?' The Lord said to me, 'Get up and go into Damascus. There you will be told about everything you have been assigned to do.' Since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, those who were with me took me by the hand and led me into Damascus. A man named Ananias lived there. He was a devout observer of the law and highly recommended by all the Jews living there. He came to me, and as he stood beside me, he said, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' At that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, 'The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear the sound of his voice. For you will be his witness to all people of what you have seen and heard. Now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name.'"
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.